Hey guys, if you're looking for a new car in 2017, then you've got to see my guys at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Trust me, they have the selection, service, and satisfaction you're looking for. And right now, get specials like 0% APR for 60 months on all remaining 2016 Chevys or sign and drive with no money down on the new 2017 Chevy Cruze. Sunrise Chevrolet, they really are the bright way to buy. Check them out online at sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason sent you. On select vehicles to qualified buyers. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
Great lawyers take risks,
and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. next Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Vaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Matchups with Indiana and Purdue are sold out. Limited tickets remain for games against Illinois, Maryland, and more. Buy tickets now at nusports.com.
You need to, challenge guys to see, and my job is to challenge people here. And I came to this door, that was my job. And, like I said, different ways to challenge people. Unfortunately, this has brought more cameras to shoot around. It's brought a longer day. But if it challenges us to win more ball games, I'll be the bad teammate.
That's Dwayne Wade, and congrats. You are the bad teammate, Dwayne. Gar Foreman also addressed the media. He did not take questions, though, at shoot-around. Rajon Rondo and Jimmy Butler also talked to the media. The Bulls get to host Miami tonight at the UC. The Heat come in at 16-30. They've won five in a row, so they're red hot. Major League Baseball White Sox GM Rick Hahn addressed the media in advance of Sox Fest kicking off tonight. He did say the Sox are closer to the start of the rebuilding project than they are the finish. Rick will join the show today at 3:40. It's just 40 minutes from now. NHL, the Blackhawks are off until Tuesday for the All-Star break. They have lost their last two games by a combined score of 10-5. They open the second half in San Jose. PGA, Farmers Insurance Open, Justin Rose leads at 8 under. He's 1 under after 7 today. The projected cut right now is at even. Tiger sits at 5 over, Jason Day is 4 over, and Dustin Johnson is 2 over. That group all playing together is through 12 holes on the day. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rose and Hyundai of Algonquin, where you save a fistful of dollars. When the temperature drops on days like this, there is nothing more reassuring than the starting power of a dependable Duralast battery. Available only at AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Look here for the Chicago situation. Could things be any worse?
First of all, Rondo was 100% correct. You know, those two guys, one guy's won championship, one guy's a good player. It's easy to blame everybody else instead of trying to make those guys around them better. Ernie, they have blown two 10-point leads with 2 minutes to go with Wade and Butler. They have to take some responsibility for that. This is very simple to me. Dwayne Wade has been a hell of a player. He's an aging superstar. Miami did not want to pay him. They let him go. He thought it'd be a great story, him going back to Chicago. They stink, and he wants to get out.
This is the wrong coach for that type of team. You know, you need a special individual with certain leadership qualities to get everybody to come together.
Jesus.
You know, was it good? Was it
bad? Just Jesus.
You know,
was it good? That team gonna be good.
Yeah, you got Benny Hinn. Yeah, you're right.
Jimmy Swagger. Only God can help that team. They awful.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Well, that about sums it up. Bernstein and Goff right here on 670 The Score. Highlights courtesy of TNT Sports.
And with me is the Czar of the Telestrator and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, yes!
Maybe Joel Osteen could be the new head coach. One of those, like, what has he got, like 5 jumbo jets? You know, you can fly.
He's got the Rockets' old arena.
Yeah, he does. Compact Center, right? Yeah. Man, that man is raking in the dough.
Only God can help that team. They're awful.
And only God can judge me now, which is what certainly guilty person always says.
I guarantee you, to paraphrase what Max von Sydow's character said in Hannah and Her Sisters, if Jesus were alive today and watching the Bulls, he would never stop throwing up. You have to trust that somebody with the awareness and understanding
of God or Jesus
would want nothing to do with these Bulls. Would do the same thing that we do while watching. Oh, come on. What? Guard somebody.
My God is a benevolent God.
We can't stand watching Bulls basketball.
If you walk in a room and God's watching something else, like, hey, you mind if we turn on the Bulls? No. No, we're not doing that.
I'd really rather not. Yeah. And then God comes in the room and hey, God, what are you watching? Enough to know that there's about to be another flood. Because
he's like predicting. All right, right. I know that Jimmy's going to catch the ball on one of his dribble handoffs, and next thing you know, he's going to go ISO. I know what's going to happen here. They're going to blow this 7-point lead.
Right. I've seen this because I'm all-powerful and all-knowing and beyond time and space.
It was
and,
written already.
Right. It's already been preordained, right. and I can also tell you this. I'm going to flood this bitch again.
Right. Can you believe the crap about the ark?
Yeah. If you got about 5 minutes to build an ark, get on it, because Bulls basketball
I'm
is...
I'm flood this bitch. Like the movie quotes that you see like on trailers, and then all of a sudden, I'm going to flood this bitch. God.
Right. If you have an umbrella, get yourself an umbrella.
Get an umbrella. Get yourself into an ambulance.
No, that's one of your southern...
My umbrella.
They're two words to me.
And I say umbrella.
There are a tell that tells me you're from the South. Umbrella and insurance.
Insurance?
Insurance. We got to make sure we got...
Or insurance.
Here, it's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
In Raleigh-Durham, is insurance.
See, I say Detroit.
What about coupon?
Which was
Clip
that?
The coupons.
Coupons. Oh, no.
Coupons?
Coupon.
No, you know what's... No. Alec Campbell, my former producer on the Night Show with Jason Goff from 92.9 The Game back in the day. Alec Campbell used to always say... And he used to make fun of the South because he's from Charlotte. He used to say, I'm going to go watch my program.
Mm.
Program. Like when you hear someone say program, then you know there's some deep fried southern ancestry there.
Well, you also have the old ladies that want to watch their shows.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Soap operas.
Yeah, different thing entirely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, program.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and you have Kroger with the best key lime pie you will ever eat in your life. ever. Well,
Kroger's Midwest based, though. Kroger owns Mariano's now.
Yeah, but if I'm not mistaken, Kroger started in the South. I'm not mistaken.
I thought it was Michigan.
Really?
I thought so. See, the Southern one.
I think in Winn-Dixie?
Yeah, Winn-Dixie is Southern.
Because there was a Kroger on every corner in Atlanta.
Food Lion.
There was Murder Kroger. There was Disco Kroger.
Cincinnati is where Kroger really? Opened. Yeah.
So well, I must have been thinking Winn-Dixie there.
Yeah, Cincinnati's pretty south, though. But in Raleigh-Durham was the Kroger I would always. That's where my guy was.
Oh, God?
Yeah. No, the guy I impersonate all the time when I talk about North Carolina, because he worked there.
I don't know.
Did you have many conversations with him?
Red hair, like light, sort of the weird color Southern red hair.
Southern Zaidman?
And like the Amish-style beard with no mustache.
Is there LeBron.
Is something I can help you with today? We have some fresh produce. Got some fine meats back in the butcher shop, too. He talked just like this, and he was always there. Whenever I went in, he was there. Merry Christmas. Would you like to buy a fruitcake? That here's the Claxton cake. The Claxton cake's a good cake. A Merry Christmas to you.
I can't look at you.
What?
That one and the Coach K one where your face just does
something.
Well,
you have to do the rat face.
Your face does something that I don't want
to
look at.
Yeah, you're
watching on watch670score.com, anytime he does the Coach K.
But the only proper way to impersonate Mike Krzyzewski is to make sure you scrunch your face down and talk only through your nose.
I can't do
that. And make sure you swallow your L's. Everything is completely nasal.
And mention pierogies every once in a while.
Mention pierogies just to pander to people, perhaps, because it makes you more accessible to people.
Yeah, he does these impersonations. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
Rogers Park, this is Al on the Score.
Yeah, hey, guys, how are you doing today?
Good.
I know it's easier to talk, Jimmy Butler, but you got to remember it. Ryan Dorf gave the keys to John Paxson. That's his boy. They moved him up to basketball operations. He hired Garth Foreman. John Paxson's fingerprints are all over his team. All right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know why you're throwing Jimmy Butler under the bus.
There's no bus. I mean, just watch what's going on with his team.
Al, would you agree that Jimmy Butler...
Is that a matter of what's easy? Look what's happening right now.
Would you agree that over the last couple of years, Jimmy Butler has made some critical missteps in terms of asserting himself as a leader and then showing himself shortly thereafter that he isn't one?
Yeah, but he's a young guy. Come on. I mean,
He's not young.
This is his sixth year in the league.
All right, well, you all kept putting a mic in front of Derrick Rose's face, too. So, I mean, a lot of these guys do fall over themselves, so...
I don't understand anything either. No, actually, I mean, if anything, I was accused of being a Derrick Rose defender on this station, so I didn't put Derrick Rose in any kind of place. Yeah, Jimmy's a big boy too. Jimmy gets himself in these situations, and sometimes people got to get him out of them. Sometimes he gets him out of them. Sometimes they just linger. But he's a big boy. He's not a young man anymore. He's an NBA grown up. He's got endorsements. You know, He's a man about town. He's friends with a lot of very, very public people. He's an NBA star. Don't treat him like this isn't Jimmy Butler from Tomball, Texas anymore. This is Jimmy Butler, national endorser.
Jordan Brand. Don't forget the
Bonobos,
the imprimatur that Mountain Dew gave him.
Yep. Yeah. In Jordan City, by the way. Like that's huge. Like Melo and Chris Paul and all these other Blake Griffin can be Jordan Brand guys. Jabari is one. Jordan Brand dude in this city. Hadn't been one. Has not been one. This is the guy. So there's a lot on his shoulders, and he's gotten to a few All-Star games, and he's made himself a terrific player, but he isn't above critique at all.
In Franklin Park, it's Oz on the Score.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good, Oz.
Hey, guys, just my quick 2 cents here, and then I'll hang up and listen to you guys. But actually, if the Cubs need a blueprint, or I'm sorry, if the Bulls need a blueprint on how to do things, I mean, they could just call up the Cubs over on the north side. Say, hey, guys.
It's not baseball.
Different dynamic,
it's not
though,
baseball.
Brother. I'm
sorry? It's not baseball. You can't just call up the Cubs.
I think it's more so it's an organizational thing. It's more how do we bring in good guys with good character? How do we bring in guys that are going to work together?
No. You get somebody to put the ball in the basket.
Absolutely, I agree. But I think
are you talking about the character of the front office or the character of the roster?
I think, I think to rip this thing down to the studs. I'm talking, I mean, you even take the studs down if you have to. The front office needs to come, needs to go. The coach needs to go. All the players in the team, our best players.
Well, you can't fire.
This is great. This doesn't get us.
Yeah, now we're there. Now we're in the hinterland.
We're in the silly place.
We can't fire and get rid of everyone.
Welcome to the silly place.
Fire everybody.
Yeah, you can't. That's not the fix that we were talking about, Burnsy. You know, hit the nail on the head. You gotta trade this dude when you can, if you can, if there's a market out there for him.
I think there might be.
But are you going to get squeezed?
Yes. And that might be okay. If you can position yourself for two lottery picks in this draft.
Okay.
Your own and somebody else.
Let me look at this draft order. Not the order, but who's got multiple picks in here? Because I know you want the next pick. I know Boston has been stacking picks over the last 3 years because they tried to get Kevin Love and that didn't work out.
Yeah, you check that out. Here's a note from Joe who says, it's taken me a while to get here. Am I wrong in saying that Jimmy is the problem, or is diva ways destructive to the team concept? The hugging Antonio Brown in the tunnel after the game, this greatest of all time persona. I believe he's really good, deserving of a starting nod in the East All-Star game and all that. But Jimmy's forgotten he hasn't won anything. He's never even been a major part of a great team, let alone one that's accomplished anything. His leadership skills stink. And we're back to now what? Talk hockey, stop talking hockey.
Hey!
Thank you, Joe.
There's a goalie controversy.
No, not after last night.
I know. I'm just saying. You got to drum up some kind of interest.
There's like a bad third period not trying controversy.
Hey.
Finish a game.
From what I read, the Hawks are still one of the championship contenders. They're just not, you know, the team this year, from what I read, you know, because of the top line and, you know, but puck luck and all that other crap that jumps in the game. And then you got people, you know, watching for the first time during the playoffs.
But did you know that Vinny Hinostroza and Ryan Hartman are longtime childhood friends?
And Chicago guys.
Once per week, there's some version of that story.
Once
a week.
What are you going to make? What are you going to
Vinny Hinostroza and Ryan Hartman. They're really good friends.
You're going to talk about Jonathan Toews maybe slowing down? You can't tell Hawks fans that.
And both Hinostroza and Hartman could walk into the room and you wouldn't know who's whom.
No. I don't even. One of them wears 48, right?
Yeah, uniform numbers, and I do not.
I mean, you're a hockey guy, though.
Yeah, but I don't know uniform numbers.
You don't? Okay.
I can't.
Really?
Even like great players, it just doesn't
stick in my
head. I think
this station, when I was a kid, because of how guys, you know, I remember.
Well, McNeil used to always say good old number something.
Yeah, McNeil and North actually did the that's how they remembered. I think it was McNeil. That's how he remembered phone numbers. The last four digits would be two players. Like if you were.
Well, he's also.
If your phone number was like, the last four digits was like 3542, he'd say Neil Anderson, Ronnie Lott.
No, but Mac had something like on the spectrum with that, with remembering.
A beautiful mind.
Numbers. Like every phone number he's ever had, every address he's ever. I mean,
put
every
me on that
number,
spectrum then.
But that was crazy. Like phone number
Mac,
in college?
Crazy?
No, but I didn't believe him, but he was.
Yeah,
proud of that ability.
Certain guys can lock certain things in their heads. Johnny, he's West Indian Archie from the X
in Mokina and on the score, Johnny.
Hello, Johnny. This is gonna
be Johnny
bad.
Dead.
Johnny's making a transaction. It sounds like
Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
Johnny is sitting on his phone right now. He's. He's grinding the phone into his finely tailored denim.
Looking at it, he doesn't know how it works. He might be blowing into it.
He might be at Boston Market, similar to Kellen Winslow, and taking care of something right now. Johnny.
Last chance, Johnny.
All right, we'll throw Johnny and Mokino back on
hold. There you go.
Want to try Brazil in Milwaukee?
As always.
His name's like Brad, but he has his rat name is Brazil. Right. What's up, Brazil?
What's up, fellas? Y'all funny, man.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. Hey, Lawrence, congratulations on your promotion, man. You're great, man. I love listening to you, man.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it. The whole Holmes family.
Hey, I'm from Chicago, man, so I feel everything you guys say about Chicago stuff, man. It's on point. You guys be calling it like it is.
All right. What do you got for us today?
My perspective is, hey, stop laughing so hard, man.
No, it's all good.
Hey, my perspective is, I'm sorry.
Johnny Butler.
Butler. Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade was a bad choice in free agency anyway. They should have never got him. And I think management is in disarray. They don't know what they're doing. They're just doing anything to try to keep people happy. And I think Jimmy Butler is not a superstar. I think he's overrated. I think the Bulls should have used him as a trading piece when they had a chance to rebuild and start over fresh with some other talent, some new talent, somebody that was young, they had or a pick or something like that. But I think the management is just, you know, they ain't over their head. They need to start over all the way.
Thanks, Brazil.
You're welcome.
You all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. Yeah. Just trying to make a name for myself for this business.
Well, I was That's Terry earlier.
Yeah.
I got to, yeah. I, all of a sudden, I'm...
Hey, here comes Fred.
If I'm not Lawrence, I'm Hood. If I'm not Hood, I'm Tommy. I mean, if I'm not that, I'm Jigs. You can only hope to be Jigs, by the way. Yeah, I know there's only been like five or six of us that have been allowed to talk into these microphones in this city, but come on, Brazil. We'll talk about it at the next meeting.
For purposes of proper identification, that's Jason Goff, and I'm Dan Bernstein, and this show is called Bernstein and Goff, and it's on the score.
Here comes Fred.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. It's one thing to try to trade away your franchise player. It is another, though, to just try to give him away. And that's exactly what it looks like a desperate Phil Jackson is doing with Carmelo Anthony. First came word that he was trying to ship him to Cleveland in exchange for Kevin Love. I get that. Kevin Love is a great player. Problem is, not many teams want Melo, and the ones that do are looking to get him for next to nothing. How else do you explain Phil offering him to the Clippers and not needing Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, or DeAndre Jordan in return? Why not leave Melo on the curb outside MSG with a sign around his neck that says, if you can haul it, you can have it? No one has fallen farther faster, and you have to wonder if this guy even knows or even cares. I'm Jim Rome.
And things.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk. Weekdays.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you mean we, then yeah. Elementary, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola. A great time right now for you to switch to Xfinity. If you have not done so yet, what are you waiting for? But right now, the Xfinity Lock and Go event is going on. It ends February 5th. It's a great chance for you to get the X1 Starter Triple Play for only $89.99 a month, and you lock in that rate for two full years with a two-year agreement. And seriously, the X1 system is the best in-home entertainment, with more ways to stream to any screen than any entertainment platform out there in the country. You've got to get it. Whether you're staying in, you could stream in the comfort of your own home, laying on the couch with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi. If you're out and about, you can access movies on demand and TV shows on demand, and there are thousands right there at your fingertips. And if you're out and about in your house, you can even stream live networks. That's right. You can watch live programming on your smartphone or your tablet by using the X1 system. The Xfinity TV app is the very best app. I'm telling you, I use it all the time. I love it. And the Wi-Fi for home, the fastest, most reliable in the country. And you can also access millions of Wi-Fi hotspots around the nation. So that means you can connect when you're away from home, which helps you save data on your phone. And who doesn't want to save money? Listen, if you want the best in home entertainment, you have to get the Xfinity X1 system. So right now, take advantage of the Lock and Go event. You get the triple play, from Xfinity for only $89.99 a month, and you lock in that rate for 2 full years. You get the X1 system as well as the fastest and most reliable in-home Wi-Fi. You get that for a 2-year agreement. You can ask how to upgrade and get $400 back. That's the Xfinity Lock and Go event. It ends February 5th, so you go to Xfinity.com or you call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. And while you're there, you can have them walk you through the entire process. You'll be an X1 expert by the time you leave. Take advantage of this great opportunity. $89.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Call them at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot 3 of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
This Thursday,
welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're gonna get stuff done.
I wanna be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode. CBS Wednesday.
This week in music history. This week in 1970, John Lennon wrote, recorded, and mixed Instant Karma in one day, making it one of the fastest released songs in pop music history. This week in 1972, Don McLean's album American Pie started a 7-week run at number one on the album chart. Prince made his TV debut on American Bandstand this week in 1980. MTV started broadcasting to the West Coast this week in 1983.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
No hard feelings, Dwayne, on anybody's part?
I can't speak for everybody, but I have no ill intentions or no hard feelings, you know, for anyone. You know, I want everyone to succeed in this locker room, this year and beyond. In this game,
the whole team had dialogue, and we walk out of that meeting room with everyone voicing their opinions. And things been said, and you know, and then from there, I've shared enough to the public, and now you know, it's just about now finding a way to work it out and win games. That's what winning cures all, and that's what we want to do.
You know, to be interesting, Dan, is when Rondo played against the Dallas Mavericks, and that was the game Dwayne Wade chose to take off. And Rondo felt some kind of way about it because you always want to play against your former team and show them that they were wrong for letting you go. Well, tonight, the Bulls play against the Miami Heat. And I'm not saying Rajon Rondo is going to sabotage anything like that, but Rajon Rondo is... He put his ass on the line, too, by stepping out there.
Well, he smacked Wade down specifically by talking about being available every game, not taking games off.
Showing up when you want to.
So, you say winning
cures
everything.
Smacked the coach, too, by the way.
Look, that's the next thing. How do we not hear from the coach of the team? Does he have a thought? Does he have a single thought about any of this? He's the coach.
I go back and forth on Fred as far as, do I feel bad for him? Is he just, you know, a gullible dude here? Or, I mean, he's been in the NBA. He's been in the front office. Is he just the college coach? You know, I saw Brian Geltzeiler arguing with somebody on Twitter because someone dared bring up the fact that Brad Stevens, because Brian was like, you don't give this kind of guy a 5-year deal. What you're doing is you're killing your team with that.
The counter argument is you can't give him less than that because he needs the authority. He needs to be able to say, I'm not going anywhere. You might be pulling this crap, but I'm going to be here when your replacement's here.
Well, you give him a 3-year deal.
Right. That you could, or you give him...
They gave him the standard boilerplate. Right. You haven't done this. Here's your 5-year, $25 million deal. Like they did with Mark Jackson, I believe, and Steve Kerr, and Brad Stevens. There's a difference with Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens is a hell of a coach and was that on the college level. You know, Iowa State was cool, but if I'm not mistaken, they got bounced when they were a 2-seed early on in the NCAA tournament, if I'm not mistaken, in one of his runs. So, you know, what Brad Stevens did for Butler basketball was far beyond what Fred Hoiberg did for Iowa State basketball, even if you wanted to compare it in those terms. And Brad Stevens has shown he is a star on this level as well.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Matchups with Indiana and Purdue are sold out. Limited tickets remain for games with Illinois, Maryland, and more. Buy tickets now at nusports.com.
We were extremely disappointed that several players chose to speak out after our last game. You know, every team has issues, and it's our strong belief that when you have issues or critical comments, that you keep those issues or critical comments in-house, that it's not shared through you guys, that it's not shared through social media.
That's Bulls GM Gar Forman, who addressed the media to kick things off today at the Bulls shoot-around. Others followed after. Gar did not take questions, though. The Bulls play tonight as they host Miami at the UC. The Heat come in at 16-30, but they have won 5 in a row. Major League Baseball White Sox GM Rick Hahn addressed the media earlier today and kicking off Sox Fest. He did say the Sox are closer to the start of the rebuilding project than they are the finish, and he will join Bernstein and Goff just about 10 minutes from now. NHL, the Blackhawks are off until Tuesday for the All-Star break. They've lost their last two games by a combined score of 10-5 against two bad teams. They open the second half in San Jose. PGA Farmers Insurance Open, Justin Rose leads at 9-under now. He's 2-under after 10 today. The projected cut right now is even. Tiger's back to 4-over. He did get a birdie on a par 5. Jason Day is also 4-over, and Dustin Johnson sits at 2-over. That group is through 14 holes, so all playing poorly. Lefty is 1-under for the tournament. Now at CC's, take your taste buds on a ride with Philly cheesesteak pizza, Santa Fe chicken, and Kansas City pulled pork barbecue. New on the Unlimited Buffet, just five and change at CC's. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. Celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, this is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Rick Hahn's going to join us in just a couple minutes. Want to finish up with some of these Bulls calls before we start talking White Sox baseball with the GM, South Holland and Jake on The Score.
Hey, guys. I have two quick things. Just hear me out real quick. I have a friend, and I disagree with him on this. He's on this, still on this mellow hurrah, thinking even if we could get him for Paul Zipser, he still thinks that we would not be taking a step in the wrong direction with something like that.
Okay, don't worry about your friend. What else you got?
My second thing is because Dan, you mentioned how you would take whatever is the best available trade for Jimmy Butler. If Danny Ainge called and you were your Gar Foreman and said you can have this next pick straight up, this number one pick, and that's it, would you capitalize on that?
What do you mean by capitalize?
Would I do
the deal?
Or I don't want Jimmy. Yeah, today you can either have this pick.
I would need to know what other people are saying is the answer.
All right.
Because it doesn't exist in a vacuum. Fort Lauderdale and Dr. Dave on The Score.
Dan and Jason, first time caller to your show. Real quick, I heard the entire Terry last broadcast. It was wonderful to hear. Dan, if you ever see Terry, tell Dr. Dave says hi.
I will.
For a casual listener for the Bulls and kind of listening to everything that's going on, for the following reasons, I don't think the Bulls are going to do anything. Jerry Reinsdorf has never bowed to national pressure regardless of what's going on, and he's definitely not going to make a change now regardless of what the national media is saying. They're top five in attendance, and even if they weren't, the TV money is still coming in, so everybody's making money.
Oh, no, Dave, nobody's debating the likelihood. We were talking about what the fix would be. That's a completely different discussion than will they have the desire, are they incentivized to do it? And you're probably right. You're probably the only time that they've been really active, sometimes on draft night and sometimes right before there's the possibility to land a big free agent, they make a flurry of moves to clear cap space. It's the only time they've been really active.
And this team has punted in several situations where they could have added a star or shaken this team up. And this is not a pull the trigger front office or organization as we've seen over the years.
Next up, Rick Hahn on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This week in music history. This week in 1956, the youth of Cleveland were banned from dancing in public unless accompanied by an adult. Sarah McLachlan was born this week in 1968. That same week in 68, the Bee Gees made their live debut in the U.S. This week in 1969, the Doors were paid $50,000 when they played Madison Square Garden, making them one of the highest paid acts of the year.
You can always sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. The final 72 hours to get up to 50% savings on select Beautyrest Black Hybrid, Hampton Roads, and the one I can personally vouch for, the Tempur-Pedic. And when you're going for something that is going to change your life for the better that much, do check out the adjustable base.
And when it comes to pricings, no one will beat Mattress Firm. You can shop with confidence knowing you're getting the lowest price. Now, if you happen to find the same or comparable mattress set for less than their displayed or advertised price, you simply bring that ad in and Mattress Firm will beat that price by 10%, or it's free even up to 100 days after purchase.
So now is the time to go into the Mattress Firm near you with the weekend coming up. You know which Mattress Firm I'm talking about. Wherever you may be, you're going to have that chance. You are going to see one and say, all right, I should go do this. Talk to a mattress professional and check it out.
MattressFirm.com, that's how you find the location. Get in and take advantage of the final 72 hours of the year-end closeout sale. Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep happy.
is your...
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in, move in.
Let's go, let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 1985, the recording took place for We Are the World. This week in 1986, the first group of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were inducted. Madonna started divorce proceedings for the second time from husband Sean Penn this week in 1989. And this week in 2012, Adele broke records when her album 21 hit 16 weeks at number one.
Richard and Les Grobstein have in common. The Belgian explorer was instrumental in introducing African cichlids to the aquarium hobby, where comparably, Les has been instrumental in introducing his encyclopedic knowledge of local sports to aficionados of overnight sports talk. Why not help Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish celebrate during their annual January 20% off fish sale? So here goes. What do Neolamprologus brichardi, Altolamprologus calvus, and Siphotilapia frontosa all have in common? Well, they're all African cichlids. They're all 20% off, and they're all in stock at Oak Park Natural Pet. All freshwater fish, 20% off. All saltwater fish, 20% off. All live coral, 20% off. And of course, all live inverts, 20% off. It may be a good time to spruce up your aquarium for the big game. Why not sashay into Oak Park Natural? That's Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish on Harlem, just north of Madison, where you always find more live fish.
This week on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
One of my favorite fighters, boxer Paulie Malignaggi. Are you still fighting? Are you not still fighting?
Yeah, I've been trying to end my career, man. I mean, it's such a struggle to just kind of let things go. You know, it's I still feel pretty slick and pretty agile and pretty versatile in my ability to compete. So I just want to be able to do it just a little while longer.
I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Download and subscribe on Play.it and iTunes. And check out Paulie Malignaggi's podcast, From Brooklyn to the World.
CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
Great lawyers take risks,
and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
This week in 1894 had the first college basketball game. The first games were played in baseball's American League. This week in 1901. This week in 1924, the first Winter Olympic Games opened in France. The Detroit Red Wings scored an NHL record 8 goals in one period. This week in 1943. This week in 1947, the NFL added a fifth official, the back judge, and allowed sudden death in playoffs. The New York Giants baseball team signed their first black players. This week in 1949.
Will not be disappointed.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I think it was a very well thought out process. Guys were, you know, in their grinding. The front office, everybody there did a great job in targeting the scouts. You know, Rick, Jeremy, Kenny, everybody was there. Everybody did a nice job in targeting the guys that we were going to be receiving in these moves. And so to this point, I think they've done a great job.
That's new White Sox manager Rick Renteria talking about the team that he will skipper this year. Sox Fest is beginning, and we are joined now by White Sox general manager Rick Hahn on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Home Run Inn Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. Hello, Rick.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me.
This one's a little different. Yeah. Now, this isn't just our run-of-the-mill Sox Fest stuff when there is clearly an understanding and a feeling in every room that however this starts and however it goes, that there's a leap of faith into the unknown and a new chapter.
No, there is that. And quite frankly, it's been extremely well-received from the Sox fans that if stop me on the street or take the time to write me or even leave me a pleasant voicemail at 2:30 in the morning, expressing their support for this, which in all candor, we didn't know how this was going to be received. We knew it was the best thing for the organization's long-term health. We knew this was something that was essential given where we were at the big league level and where our minor league system was and what our resources were going forward. But in the end, it was a bit of a leap of faith in terms of how it was going to be received by White Sox fans. And thus far, everyone, for the most part, has been very supportive, and they get it, and they're eager for the next trade to get excited about.
Well, speaking of that, it might be a little weird knowing that there are guys in there representing the White Sox and shaking hands and signing autographs, and you're probably looking a guy right in the eyes and then looking at your phone and knowing that with one returned text message, that guy's somewhere else.
You gotta go to the bullpen, right? mid like autograph signing.
I'm just saying there has to be
signing that baseball right now.
Is it a little odd in that regard, or are these just professionals who all get it?
I think they get it. They're professionals. Many of these guys have been traded before. And, you know, throughout this process, we've tried anytime either their representative or the player himself has a question about their status and what we're thinking. We've been as candid as we can be about where things sit and why. I would say most all of them that I've spoken to directly have expressed the desire to be here for the long term and want to be part of this. But at the same time, they get it, and they know that we're going to have to do what's best for the long-term health of the franchise. I do think that this group of guys, for the most part, who we're projecting to be on this 25-man roster come April, which obviously may well change between now and then, they are only going to be worried once the bell rings, once the game starts at 7 o'clock, about doing everything in their power to win that ball game. They know that's the only thing they can control. They can't control the rumors. They can't control what we're doing in the front office. So they're just planning to go out there and bust their tail and try to win a ball game, which is probably their escape from all this.
Well, speaking for myself, I am ecstatic as a White Sox fan that and as you mentioned, I find it interesting because you said that there might have been a leap of faith that you guys didn't know how it would be received. Was that part of the resistance or the reluctance to go this route? Because, you know, sometimes we found ourselves, and whether it be in politics or in sports, in our own little bubbles, and then we get outside that bubble and we find, hey, it's not as weird as I thought it was going to be. Did you guys have to kind of convince yourselves that, hey, maybe Sox fans do want something different? And was that part of the resistance?
I don't think that had anything to do with the timing, whether it was delayed because of that or accelerated because we realized that people were going to accept it. But ultimately, it was mostly about this is where we're at. We're stuck. We're stuck in the middle. We're in the worst place you want to be as a club. Not good enough to win a championship, and frankly, not lousy enough to rebuild through the draft or through your international pool. And that something had to be different. I think I certainly personally heard from a lot of Sox fans who might not necessarily have said, hey, you need to rebuild, tear this whole thing down, even though some people did. But most of them were of the mindset, look, this isn't working. You guys got to do something different. So we felt that same thing. We hear from Sox fans, and obviously we live and die with this club just as much as they do, and knew that something had to change. I think that probably played a greater role, our own projection about where we were as a franchise and where we were going, as opposed to any projection about how it was going to be received.
A few weeks ago on these airwaves, I had a terrific, candid, wide-ranging conversation with your scouting director, Nick Hostetler. Mm-hmm. And he was fantastic and really gave Sox fans a window into some of the dynamic changes that are occurring. And sometimes it's hard to see the results, even though you're seeing results as the process changes and as lines of communication are remodeled, shall we say. Is that accelerating, and are you is there more evidence than ever of that business being done differently?
I think so. And I think you're exactly right, Dan, that at the end of the day in pro sports, nobody really cares about anything other than wins and losses at the major league level, regardless of the sport. But it is, those things just don't happen. They don't just spontaneously occur. They have to be the result of sound processes throughout an organization, whether it's what we've been able to accomplish over the last few years internationally in terms of reestablishing our footprint in Latin America and having access to premier talent, which we hadn't for a decade or so prior to that, or the changes we've made on the amateur scouting side with Nick and some of the additional scouts and additional objective analysts that we've brought on to help us through that process, as well as at this coaching staff, which I think, you know, led by Ricky and the additions of Kurt Hassler and Nick Capra, make it so that we now have a big league coaching staff that has deep roots in player development. All of them are teachers fundamentally, and are the type of coaches that are going to be able to not only understand what we want from our players, but how to set up a plan and communicate it and hold guys accountable for executing it. So none of those things, coaching changes, scouting changes, hiring directors, hiring analysts, none of that stuff is really that sexy or really appeals to your common fan like winning the frickin' ball game does. But they all are organizationally aligned towards that end now and makes us feel good internally about how we're getting our work done.
That's why I wondered, when I heard Renteria use the term White Sox way, I know that there are other organizations who don't take that term lightly. Because what it means is there is a standardized set of expectations that is integrated vertically. That the players are hearing the same things from short A rookie ball, from extended spring training, that if you are wearing a White Sox affiliated uniform at any point, the language, the terminology, the expectations don't change. Has that been implemented, or was he just using that term?
No, that wasn't an accident. That wasn't an accident by Ricky. And the more you hear him talk over the course of this weekend or into spring training and throughout the season, you're going to hear that, maybe not necessarily that exact phrase, but I suspect you will, but that sort of mindset. And again, in all candor, we're probably, this predates me. This goes back to when Coop was the minor league pitching coordinator and Kenny was the farm director. And you know, I was floating around somewhere else in the 90s. But we've got a history of being as good as anybody in baseball in terms of pitching development in the element that you just said, that everyone, whether they're a big leaguer talking to Coop in Chicago, or a drafted player or a scout looking at a drafted player, they all know what we're good at correcting, what we're good at developing from the pitching side, and the messages they receive from the second they get on campus to the big league is identical. And I think we've had, you know, knock on wood, a fair amount of success developing pitchers. We needed to get to that level on the position player side. We need to get their defensively base running, and as a result, an entire baseball organization. So we had a nice start on the pitching side. I think what we've been able to do over the last few months and years, and certainly over the next few months and years, we're just going to reinforce that throughout the organization.
All right. So you said a little bit about what the position player side would be, but I want you to go into detail of what you expect from a White Sox lineup 3 years from now. Some people, of course, on base percentage and all those things, seeing as many pitches as possible, getting into the back of guys' bullpens in the fifth and sixth inning. But what detail what the White Sox way will be in an offensive strategy going forward.
I liked all the things you just referenced. And those are certainly going to be part of it. Then the ideal White Sox lineup is going to be comprised of players who not only get on base, but also have the ability to help us with their legs, which helps us with from a power standpoint, because frankly, in our ballpark, we're still going to have to be able to hit the ball out of the park to compete, and are going to have the ability to contribute from a defensive standpoint in an ideal world. Now, everyone's not going to fit this exact mold. Not everyone's going to be able to be that combination baseball player / athlete who has multiple tools that not only has the discipline at the plate to get on base, but also the ability to drive the ball out of the ballpark, steal a bag, run the bases effectively, and be a premier defender. But that's what we're aspiring to, and that's what we're targeting, and that's what we're trying to develop. And the more of those guys we can acquire in the coming months and years, the better off we're going to be for the better part of the next decade.
Is there an exploitable bubble out there, you know, when you try to lay down this kind of blueprint of taking a team from the foundation to some kind of prosperity or sustained success? You know, we've seen rebuilds before where, you know, you sign a couple of guys that you know you're going to trade. You hopefully they have a good season or two, and then all of a sudden you flip them for a pick. Is there something out there where maybe with the new CBA or something that baseball is showing you right now that you can exploit in terms of accelerating this rebuild, not changing the trajectory, but, you know, kind of putting your foot on the gas pedal and making shrewd moves and understanding and relaying it to your fan base that this is a long-term thing that's happening right now?
Well, first, if we had uncovered something like that, I'm not going to tell you. We're just going to exploit it. But look, it's important for us to be as nimble as possible as we go through this process. You know, if you would ask me my internal time frame, which I wouldn't have answered at the time, but my internal time frame about how long this is going to take 3 months ago, I would have given you a different time frame than I would give you now if I were to share such a thing, simply because of the players we've been able to acquire. So over the coming weeks and months and into the trade deadline and next offseason, we're going to have to remain flexible in terms of who's accessible at any given point of time and how they can contribute, whether to a championship or they become another bit of an asset that we can turn into a piece that we need here in Chicago once we're ready to compete on an annual basis. I will say, and I think I've said this to you, I think I said this to you guys around the time of the Eaton trade, if we had our druthers, we'd have four more of these things before opening day. And because there is that excitement about it, there is that eagerness to keep that process moving and build off of what we've already been able to do. But unfortunately, our eagerness is not what sort of dictates the timeline here. It's got to be dictated by the market. And markets tend to be fluid, and sometimes certain players are available and other times they're not. And then all of a sudden something happens, and whether it was the injury or performance-wise, that a guy's value changes. And we're going to have to be aggressive when the window opens to get appropriate value. Can't be driven by our own impatience or eagerness, which is where you get yourself into trouble.
Before we let you go on another subject, a larger baseball subject, the deaths of both Yordano Ventura and Andy Marte, especially coming on the heels of that of Oscar Tavares in the Dominican Republic, had general managers talking about how many teams understand the dangers inherent in driving and in sometimes living in certain parts of the DR. I looked at some statistics that were available from the World Health Organization, and indeed, it's the most dangerous place to drive in the Western Hemisphere, let alone if you factor in the sort of the bulletproof feelings of the young athlete, the star status, and the nice cars and alcohol and everything else. But as a GM, what do you have you done in the past, and are there concerns being shared about either how to handle Dominican players when they return home to make sure they don't either put themselves in positions of peril or make bad decisions, and if there's any responsibility that baseball might have because of the unique relationship with that densely populated the natural resources that have been mined there for human resources? Do you think baseball has a responsibility to try to maybe change behaviors?
No, it's a very fair question, and frankly a very difficult one, simply because, you know, if we had our druthers, we'd wrap these guys in bubble wrap when they're not playing and then unwrap them when it's time for opening day, simply to protect them the best we can. But at the same time, these guys do have families. They do have a comfort level in their native culture and the desire to be back in their communities, to show that they haven't left their communities behind despite their fame or wealth, and many of them obviously contribute to their communities, and part of that is having a physical presence there. So you can't be too pedantic in terms of trying to put your own view of what's safe and what's right and what you need to do in the off season, and this is where you need to be, and force it upon people. They have their own culture, they have their own history, and then they have their own desires to be with their family. At the same time, we certainly have conversations with the player, with their agents, about the resources we have available to them in their native countries. Obviously, we have a facility in the Dominican Republic, and we have a strong scouting presence throughout Latin America where we try to stay in touch with the players and help them should there be any issues. And if they're open to it, we also make available our facility in Arizona throughout the off season for them to train there instead, or help them establish a comfort level somewhere in the States throughout the off season. But in the end, it's an individual choice, and as much as I want to do what I think is right to protect them, I have to be respectful of the fact that this is an individual choice and a grown-up decision that runs much deeper than my perhaps inside-the-bubble view of what's appropriate.
Well, Rick, you've been front and center the last couple of years and taking some arrows from White Sox fans and myself because of how things looked and felt. And I'm happy to say as a White Sox fan that this going forward, it feels different. And it seems like there's a plan and it's going to be executed by yourself and whoever's around you. And we're very appreciative of it. And thank you for jumping on with us in those bad times, too, because there are a lot of front office people in this city who duck and hide when things get bad. And you didn't do that.
No, I appreciate the comments and look forward to talking to you guys again.
Thank you, Rick.
Take care, guys.
That's Rick Hahn, general manager of the Chicago White Sox, with Bernstein and Goff on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The Score is proud to announce the launch of our brand new state-of-the-art culinary kitchen. Log on to culinarykitchenchicago.com for your chance to win your way into an exclusive cooking demonstration and discussion with 93 XRT's Lynn Bramer and Pork and Mindy's executive chef and Food Network star Jeff Morrow on February 6th. If you love food, you've got to check this out.
If you are interested in something that is going to make your big game day better than it was going to be before, check this out. Listen up. Maybe you're hosting, or maybe you just want to avail yourself of this opportunity to get a massive amount of spectacular food for a very low price. But you can do this. So if you have a pen or a pencil, you're going to want to write all this down, or just listen closely and remember it. You know, Omaha Steaks is awesome, and I've been enjoying Omaha Steaks now for a long time.